the whole creation, including animals. In the Old Testament, the mysteries of redemption were ever veiled in symbolism. But in the New, the salvation of the creature is set before us in plain and unmistakable terms. A sufficient proof of this may be found in the well-known passage contained in Romans 8:19-24. There, Paul declares, "The earnest expectation of the creation waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God, and that then the time will have come for the creation itself also, to be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. Such will be the end of the groaning and travailing and pain together of the whole creation." And like ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, the animal creation is saved by hope, for it was subjected to vanity in hope. By G.H. Pember, 1837-1910, author of the classic Earth's Earliest Ages Animals, Their Past and Present.